quarterback Peyton Manning held court for nearly 45 minutes today. Among the topics broached in the media session was his relationship with Seattle Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll. Carroll was the head coach of the then-division rival New England Patriots during Manning's first two seasons with the Indianapolis Colts. But it was from Carroll's time with the USC Trojans that Manning had the fondest memory.
He actually did a pretty cool thing for me one time. I was in Los Angeles during the summer in June, and I was had some kind of commitment there. And I needed to throw. I needed to work out. And so I called over to Southern Cal's football offices, got a hold of Coach Carroll, and asked if his receivers and quarterbacks were throwing that day, could I come over and join the throwing session, because I was, you know, getting ready for training camp.
When Manning got there, he expected to find a typical Trojans practice. But instead, he said he found 8 wide receivers, 4 running backs, and 4 tight ends ready to run a Peyton Manning practice.
And I said, all right, what routes do y'all want to run? He said, no, Coach Carroll said, we're going to throw whatever routes you want to run. This is going to be your workout. And that's about as good a treatment as you could get, you know, for a kind of a visitor to a different team. Of course, my allegiance is always to the University of Tennessee, but on that day, Southern Cal helped me out.
From a favor from head coach Pete Carroll to preparing to face his team in the Super Bowl, Manning said he's taken time this week to reflect on just how far he's come from a 2011 season that he missed due to a neck injury until now. And he said a lot of that reflection has come from his relationship with his brothers Eli and Cooper Manning.
My brother Cooper dealt with neck surgeries and injuries as a high school and college player and had to give up football. So that made a big impact on my life. And so I remember at the time when Cooper got injured, they sort of did a little test on me and Eli. You know, I would have been a junior in high school. Eli probably would have been a sixth grader or something. And they said that our necks weren't picture perfect. You know, didn't look ideal, but we were still, it was stable enough to keep playing football. Cooper had to give up playing football. So in some ways, when I had my neck problems, I kind of thought maybe I've been on kind of borrowed time this entire time, and I was kind of fortunate to have 20 years of health to play football. So if that was going to be the end of it because of a neck injury, I really, believe it or not, had a piece about it.
Of course, on his next doctor checkup, the doctor told him his neck was secure, and the rest is history. He chose the Broncos, he returned to MVP form, and now he's 4 days away from Super Bowl 48. For Broncos TV, I'm Gray Caldwell.